Okay, we're up to the last part of malabing, which is removing different kinds of stains. We spoke until now about washing or soaking garments or any other kind of thing that can be cleaned. It's one part of this halacha. Then we spoke about taking off different kinds of things that are on top of a beged. Now we'll speak about stains, that mamash stain a beged, and not taking them off with liquids, but taking them off by rubbing them or scraping them off or whatever. Okay, so basically halacha is like this. First of all, if you have something that is a solid, that's wet, and that doesn't crumble when you'll take it off, okay, and it's stuck onto the beged like wet mud, cholent, fell on your beged. Part of it is on top, and part of it stained the garment itself. Okay, so now the halacha is that you're not allowed to rub the beged to get off that stain. That's mamish cleaning. You're not allowed to, that means take a towel or anything else, a tissue, and rub it off. That you can't do. You can't take the beged and take the two sides and rub them together, right? Or bend it so the stain will come off. That you can't do either. What you can do is the following. You can take the beged and bend it backwards so the stain is exposed. No, it's not inside the beged, and you can then manipulate it to make the stain fall off, right? The excess part fall off. All in these cases, what's going to happen is that the stain is still going to be on the beged, but you're getting off the excess, okay? Right? The mamoshes, right? The stain will be there, and there's mamoshes on top of it. You're taking off the mamoshes. Thank you. That's a better way of explaining it. So that's mutter. Or you can take a blunt instrument, the blunt end of a knife, a spoon, something like that, and scrape off the excess mamoshes. And as long as there is a stain still left, that's not called cleaning, because the knife or the thing is still dirty. Now that really only applies if it's such a big enough stain that a person would feel uncomfortable wearing the beged with that stain on it. Or most people would feel uncomfortable wearing the beged with that stain on it. But if it's something that no one would feel uncomfortable, it's a little speck, right, of cholent, then you can take it off even if it won't leave a mark. Okay, so something small that nobody would mock it on, but you want to get it off.
Without water.
No, we're talking about the ways that we said. Not by rubbing it, not by rubbing the two things together or bending it in, bending it out, scraping it off, or, those are the only ways you can allow to take it off. But by doing it in that way, even if there won't be a stain that's left, that's not a mamoshes, right? Then you can take off the whole thing, that's okay. But if it's something that most people would feel uncomfortable wearing the beged like that, they may wear it, but they feel uncomfortable, then it has to be that it leaves a mark. Okay. You could flick it off, yeah, but not rub it. Yeah, you know, you can take your fingernail and take it off, yeah. That's like, what's it called? That's like scraping it off. Okay, now, next kind of stain. Something that is hard, dry, mud, that dried on your beged. So now it depends. And you have to remember back to the halachas of tochig. If it's something that, by crumbling it, you're going to be over tochig, like dry mud, that if you crumble it, you're over on the isser of tochein, then there's nothing you can do with it. Forget about the isser of malabein, there's an isser of tochein. But if it's something that was once ground up, and therefore there's no tochein on it, for instance, it's a cereal that fell on your beged and dried up, right? So you have a cereal stain on the beged, or something like that that was once ground, and therefore there's no isser of tochein. So then it has the same halacha as what we said before, that as long as it's going to leave a stain and you take it off without rubbing, you take it off by scraping or bending the baguette backwards, that's also okay. The only difference between this and the first one is if it's something dry that will involve grinding, then you can't do anything to it. Okay, next. Something wet, that when it went on the baguette, it went on wet, and then it dried up. Not like mud, okay, but like a liquid. Ketchup, mustard, fell on the baguette. So there, the idea is that the thing, mamish, goes into the baguette itself, and then it dried up, and if you peel it off, you're taking out the whole thing. That you can't take off. If you have a stain like that, that penetrated the baguette when it was wet, and that's when it went on the baguette, and now it dried off, and you're, what's it called, taking off the whole thing, and it doesn't leave any mark. Okay. Doesn't leave any mark, then it's osur. If it leaves a mark, then it's okay to do that too. Now, if you're taking off, then it's the same thing as taking off the outer mamashis and leaving just the thing that's not mamash, just the stain itself that's connected to the baguette.
How do you know?
Huh?
How are you going to know?
You can see many times if the thing looks like you could take the whole thing out, or it looks like it pretty much penetrated. If you're not sure, that's psikreishal mafreya could be, you shouldn't do it then. If you're not sure whether it's going to leave a mark or not, you shouldn't take it off. If you're pretty sure that it's a big enough stain that if you take off the excess mamoshes on the outside, you're not going to pull off the whole stain and there'll be some mark left there, then you can take it off. If you're not sure, you shouldn't take it off. Yeah?
With man-made fibers.
Man-made fibers, yeah.
So, I mean, the SFC doesn't move, and I don't share it.
Yeah, but if it's connected to it, and it goes into the weave, that's also called absorb. It doesn't have to be absorbed into the fiber. It has to be absorbed into the weave of the baguette. Next possibility, chewing gum. They got stuck on a baguette, okay? Because that mamish becomes connected into the weave of the baguette, okay, if that's the case. If it's not, sometimes chewing gum or Play-Doh or something like that could just be on the surface. Then you could take it off. But if it's not just on the surface, it's really into the baguette, right, then same halacha. If you could take it off the outer layer, the mamashes, and there'll still be a stain, then you're allowed to take it off. If by taking off the chewing gum, you're taking off everything, then you're not allowed to take it off. Next, tape, scotch tape, labels that are taped on inside the baguette or whatever, those aren't considered connected to the weave of the baguette. They're just on the surface, and therefore, even if they won't leave any roshem, you're allowed to take them off. There is a problem, though, of taking off labels from a new baguette, right? There could be makiv apatish. It could be that's finishing off the baguette. Many poskim hold that's not the case. The halacha of taking off the loose threads on a baguette, that's a new baguette, that's the way you finish off the baguette. But the baguette was finished before they put the labels on. Right, the labels now, that wasn't part of the baguette and just has to be finished off. That's something added after the baguette was finished, and now it's just you take them off so you can wear the baguette. That's not called makom patish, and therefore b'shasatz lechatchilish take off these labels before Shabbos. If you forgot and you can't have them in or whatever because you plan to take them out, you know, place there's no eruv and you're walking outside the eruv, right? Or the labels are on the outside and you want to take them off. Then b'shas adchak, if there's no other rate, so you can take them off on Shabbos too.
What?
If a label is sewn in. Sewn in?
Yeah.
No, then you can't take it off. If it's sewn in and you plan to leave it there?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you can wear the baguette on Shabbos and it's part of the baguette.
And you can go outside the
area. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
What if when you take off the tape or the sticker or whatever, it takes off some of the fuzz from the material with it?
Is that a problem? Probably not. What could it be? Takes off some of the threads.
It doesn't necessarily take off the threads. It takes
lint.
Lint or fuzz from the...
Yeah, if that's all it is fine. If it doesn't take off, even if it takes off some of the, you know, the... Not threads, doesn't take it. If it takes the threads off the thing, it's ridiculous, yes. It takes, what you say, it takes off like some of the
surface
things. Yes, that's no problem. Okay, one last thing, and that is what's it called, folding clothing on Shabbos. Okay, lemaisa, to fold clothing on their original folds is usher, because it's like ironing, and it makes the beged, makes the folds more pronounced, and that's part of the cleaning process. Okay, and therefore you're not allowed to iron clothing in any way, even if there's not involved heat or whatever. You want to iron something with pressure or whatever is also usher on Shabbos. Okay, however, the only exception where you're allowed to fold something on its original folds is the following. You need all these conditions. One is that the garment is white, not any other color. Secondly, that it's never been cleaned. It's new, never been washed for the first time. A third condition, that you are folding it on the things alone, not with somebody else. Only one person doing this himself. And you're folding it in the air, not putting it down on something and folding it on top of a table or whatever. Okay, you're holding it in your hands, you're folding it in your hands. So conceivably, if you had an all-white talus, or even if the most of the talus is white, never been cleaned, you're holding it in the air and folding it on its original things, and you're not doing it together with somebody else, you'd be allowed to fold that talus on Shabbos. If any one of those conditions isn't there, then you can't fold things on their original folds. Not on the original folds. You want to fold it on a different fold. Okay? You want to fold your talus. So some people hold that's okay. As long as you're not folding it on the original folds, which are going to make it stronger, that's okay. And some people talk of fold their talus on Shabbos, just not on the regular folds. However, there are machmirin, and where there's no tzorich, it's good to be machmir. So it's good not to fold your talus, but somebody who does it is not doing something wrong. He's doing basically what the halacha is, and there's a place to be machmir not to fold it on, even not on the original folds. No, that's the same thing. In other words, not on the original folds means even where there's no folds, right? Because if there are folds, then l'chora you're folding it on the folds.
No, you're folding it
backwards. You mean? Yeah. Okay. There's no difference. It's the same thing. The backwards isn't because it's backwards, because it's not on the original folds. Okay. However, if something folds by itself, okay, when you put it down, that you don't have to bedafka make it not fold. In other words, you have a pair of pants. There's a good crease in it. When you hang it by the loop, belt loop, right, it automatically forms a fold. That's okay. Okay. But you can't put it down on something to fold. Also, if you have a fold, let's say in a collar, and the collar goes up and you want to put it down, or your hat gets crushed and you want to open it up, right, even though there, l'chora, it should seem like you're folding it back on its original folds. That's not called folding on its original folds, and that's okay. So you're allowed to put your collar down if it comes up. You're allowed even to fix a hat. However, you can't make a crease in the hat that will stay there. So most hats, if you don't wet them or steam them, the crease won't stay. So in a dry hat, just to knock it down a little bit, which eventually it's going to go back, it's not something that will stay, that also is mutar on Shabbos.
If you had a cuff in your pants that came down.
Cuff that comes down, same thing as a collar. You can do that. That's not putting something back on its original fold. It's just the beged came out of whack, and you're putting it back into whack. Yeah?
This only applies to a beged. What about something that's not a beged, like a paper napkin, for example?
Paper is okay. Paper you can fold. You can fold paper napkins.
In the
what?
In the paper napkins, you can put creases into them?
Yeah. Yeah. You can fold a paper napkin.
And back into the original creases also?
What? Paper napkins, not... paper napkins, okay. No, paper napkin can, as long as you don't make it into a... No, you can fold it in half or whatever, that's okay. What you can't do is paper you can fold down, it's no problem. What you can't do is make it into a design. You want to make origami. Right, that you can't do. But you can put one crease into the thing. To fold a napkin by paper, this halacha doesn't apply. If it's a linen napkin,
paper
is okay. But linen, is that not called a napkin anymore? Whatever it's called. It's called a napkin? Yeah. So that that is what's it called? Yeah, that, if it has creases, you can't fold it on its original creases and straps. Yeah. It depends. Again, so if you're not folding them on their on creases, you're not making any new crease, right? That's not like folding a talus where you're putting it away or whatever. Here it's just putting them down. I don't think that that's bechlal in any of a crease. Right, and you want to
fold it up, but on the creases to put it away.
Again, halachically it's mutter. It's better not to do that. Yeah, tablecloth is almost like a talus. Yeah.
What?
Who? No, no, no. We're talking not on the original creases. So not on the original creases. Halacha wise, it's mutter. There's a chumra not to do it. Yeah.
What about dish towels that
right.
have no creases?
Right.
But you know.
You want to fold it over.
Them out to dry their hands and then
they fold.
Instead of rolling it all over the rest.
They fold it. Yeah. That's that doesn't make any crease. It's okay.
Yeah.
It won't make any crease bechlal. So that's okay. Okay, that finishes Malabane.